This is Ted Kennedy. Is Bob Dole sniffing ozone with the Secretary of Interior? In a moment, we'll face off. Bob's Secretary of the Interior, Donald Hodel, must be taking anti-environment pills from James Watt. The other day, he discussed depletion of ozone in the atmosphere and the danger of ultraviolet radiation to life on Earth. Hodel said he's against an international ban on chemicals causing the problem, and that we should all wear sun hats, sunglasses, and sunscreen lotion. People need to protect themselves, Bob, but as an answer to the ozone problem, Hodel's remedy is like saying gas masks are the answer to air pollution. He never did explain how he'll protect crops and cattle with sunglasses or teach them to use suntan oil. By a vote of 80-2, the Senate repudiated Hodel's gaffe and called for an international ban on ozone-depleting chemicals. Where does the right wing find these cabinet officials, Bob, and why does the president appoint them?
Ted, if there's a hole in the ozone layer, you just went through it. Secretary Hodel already said publicly that he never made the suntan lotion statement. It was a dead wrong press report. So if you're not wearing sunglasses, you must be wearing blinders. The real issue here is whether you want the United States to sign the most effective international agreement. Not the Ted Kennedy agreement, but the most effective. An agreement that includes the most countries and the most ozone-threatening chemicals. Not the kind of unilateral cave-in that you usually go for, especially on arms control. By the way, Ted, Donald Hodel was voted into office by the Senate, by Republicans and Democrats. The vote was 86-8. Ted, I'm concerned about the ozone, but I'm also concerned about getting you back from the Twilight Zone. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.